Legislator Burke?
Yes.
The proposal was first introduced in April, provide $1 million to help boost opioid addiction services. On Thursday, lawmakers set aside half of that money to seek proposals from not-for-profit and private organizations who may have their own ideas. Legislature Majority Leader Joseph Lurigo explained.
Yeah, this comes from the $1 million that was proposed. We took half of that million, and we're going to be doing an RFP process, asking, you know, community groups to give us ideas and proposals so that we can fund them and really make a difference, because I believe that, you know, while government's trying to fight the war on drugs, and we've been trying for years, while we've barely made a dent, you know, private sector can really go a long way.
Lawmakers also voted to fund the creation of 6 new positions in the medical examiner's office, and next week they'll discuss the possible creation of 3 more positions, 2 in the Department of Mental Health and 1 in the sheriff's office, that would focus on providing help to addicts for long-term recovery. Legislator Patrick Burke, who originally proposed giving the $1 million directly to the health department, believes his peers are nickel and diming their way through the crisis and holding things up.
They are determined to control and every part of this, and penny pinch, and not let it go, and I don't understand why they're doing it that way, but I think it fits into their political philosophy.
Burke also resents that his original proposal was replaced by what he considers a watered-down bill, but he voted in favor Thursday, saying it's at least a step forward after weeks of talk and delay. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.